The April 27th passage from Oswald Chambers today is entitled, What Do You Want? The passage of reference is Jeremiah 45:5. Do you seek great things for yourself? The context of this passage is a contemporary of Jeremiah's has done great things for God, and everything seems to have been taken away. He was tired. He was burdened. He was about to give up. And God said, I'm going to take everything away, but I'm going to spare your life. It appears that he is teaching Barak, this Jeremiah's friend, that everything has to be taken away from us at times so we'll get to know him. It is a central theme of all of Scripture, is that we get to know God. So let's start with the question today that Oswald asked. Are you seeking things for yourself? Are you seeking things to glorify God? And is it worth even pain to get there? A question that we always have to ask ourselves, am I looking for relief or am I looking for God? An interesting exercise is in Job 38, is to go through and circle the number of times who, W-H-O, is written. Because God wants Job to know who he is. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, the Apostle Paul writes, I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ that he would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation that we should know him. Oswald's theme suggests that surrender is the starting point. It is a central theme in Oswald Chambers' writings. It is a central theme in Scripture. Giving up our rights to ourselves. And if you ever have a question about what God wants you to give up, the answer is always that which in your heart and mind is capturing you more than Jesus. In James chapter 4, James says that we ask and we do not receive because we ask with the wrong motive. If you are asking for personal relief over to know and glorify God, your motive is not pure. Oswald Chambers has always and never today. In the first paragraph, God will never give us anything incidentally, including pain and suffering. I agree with that. In the last passage, part of the passage, the last paragraph, God always ignores your present level of completeness in favor of your ultimate true completeness. God is always molding us to become more like him. In Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, verse 40, God has planned something better for us so that only together with us would they be made perfect. God's molding of us usually come through surrender, brokenness, and our desire for him over anything else. Are you willing to be molded by God even through suffering as Barak was in Jeremiah 45? I'll close with several challenges. When you pray, James chapter 4, would you pray with the motive always being that which brings God the most glory? Number 2, are you looking for relief or are you looking for God? Number 3, would you be willing to pray, as the Apostle Paul did in Ephesians 1:17, for the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you would know him? And finally, do you believe, as in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 40, that God's ultimate goal is to make us perfect through him? It requires surrender. It requires faith. It requires obedience. To God be the glory.